Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today our guest is Wenyi Li. She's a professor of analytical chemistry with particular interest in contaminants of emerging concern. Wenyi, welcome.
Thank you.
What is it exactly that you're interested in doing? What is your research?
My research is mostly on the organic contaminants in the environment. And lately, I have been doing a lot of research on what we call compound of emerging concern. And many people still call it environmental endocrine disruptors in water. And when we say in water, we're mostly talking about wastewater and drinking water. And I'm mostly interested in wastewater because in our area, we are doing this wastewater reclaim water. And so our goal is to reuse wastewater as a new supply, a resource of our fresh water. So now the integrity of wastewater becomes a major concern, especially for this type of compound, because, again, this is an emerging concern. So we don't have a very long history of understanding this type of compound. And not only that, this is another new way of thinking about contamination, because in the old days, every time we talk about contaminants, we always think about the big guns, the bad guys, so industry. But now with this kind of emerging concern, compound emerging concern, each one of us are the polluters.
For example, if we go to our medicine chest and we take a certain medication, then sooner or later, through defecation or urination, that comes into the wastewater system.
Yes, it
and
is.
That's where it's all coming. That's one of the concerns you have.
Yes, yes. So that's one. And then other things, for instance, like ingredients that they put on, say, carpet or curtain, fire retardants. Gradually, they get into our air, go to our water, and then that they also become endocrine disruptors. Hormones that we talk about, some are natural. So it's naturally produced in our body. But regardless, it's still getting to our wastewater. And since our wastewater is not designed to remove all this kind of compound, so they still will exist in the wastewater effluents. And now the wastewater effluents go into our stream, like river or irrigation water. And the research has shown that 80% of our water, surface water, meaning river, contains one or more endocrine disruptors. So that's the concern. And that's why we call it compound emerging concern. And again, like I say, this is not something that we're going to die right away. And it's not something that exists in such high level that many people are going to stop doing what they're doing. But the thing is this, since it's in our sewage water, and even it's at low level, it has been proven that it's causing a lot of ecological damage, if you will. And therefore, this is the research that I'm deeply interested, and I think that now we really should look at our so-called environmental problem from a different angle.
Wow, that's very interesting. A little worrying for those of us that don't need estradiol. However, thank you for being on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of research on the campus of the University of Texas at El Paso. So thank you very much, Wenyi Li, Professor of Analytical Chemistry at the University. And my name's Keith Pannell, and we hope you've enjoyed this episode.